Hello, we are back, and Chloe, I've got you a present.
For me?
I got you a present.
Why? Is it still my birthday?
I'm a really good friend. I got you
a jumper. I know what this is.
It's from a company on Instagram called Go Get Personalised.
So basically, we've got merch, guys.
We've got some merch.
We need to get Tristan one as well.
I know. I got us jumpers. Show the camera. I got us jumpers made that have our logo on that says, "Who wants to adult anyway?"
I mean, that is cute.
I thought, you know what? Be our own number one fans, right?
Yeah, with the merch. Maybe I'll put it on.
For those of you that are listening, it's a green hoodie with our logo on, and we will upload a picture onto our Instagram. So if you don't know our Instagram handle, it's Who Wants to Adult Anyway, where you can see our hoodies. And obviously, if any of you actually want one yourselves, we might start selling them.
Our merch, woohoo! Does this mean we've made it?
We've made it!
Oh, how cool. It's actually freezing in here. So this is a real treat.
A hoodie for the weather. It's good.
Well, thanks, guys, at Go Get Personalised. That is very sweet. That is very nice. I love it.
Now we get to walk around with a caricature of ourselves.
I mean, can I just say, I know last week we talked about me being on safari. How safari do I look right now?
You do.
The khaki, the what would we call
leopard,
that?
Leopard print leggings.
I mean, I'm bringing Africa to Essex.
You really are. Sorry, did you go to South Africa?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Should we talk about it some more? Because I've got so much to say. No, I'm joking. This week, our subheading, I feel like you always do the subheading introduction, but I've kind of stolen that today.
You steal it all. You steal everything.
It's not true.
I'm joking.
That's a horrible thing to say. Our subcategory today is self-love.
Self-love.
Yeah. I think that me and Courtney have actually both had a journey when it comes to self-love and insecurities.
Confidence.
And, yeah, all of that. And we, you know, me and Courtney, you would think that we sort of like go on the same timeline, but actually me and you sort of...
I'm 2 years behind.
We sort of flip it around though, don't we? I'll go through a stage of feeling really insecure and really down on myself, and you're in a great place, and then it sort of like flip reverses, and
well,
it's never at the same time, is it? We usually
I think if it happens at the same time, there will be a big problem.
Yeah, that would be... I know we're not a tripod, we're just a duo, but then one of the legs would fall and we'd just fall over.
But I think that's why we work so well as a duo, because when one of us is falling, we've got the other to pick it up.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it's true.
I think that's why we work, because if we're both falling, we're fucked.
And I don't think me and you, actually, apart from the first time we ever met, we were both going through a breakup. But other than that, I'm not sure. Have we ever been single at the same time?
No.
I don't think we have. We've like swapped around. Like, you'll be in a relationship and I'll be single,
yeah,
and then the other way around.
That is so
it's
true.
Really, honestly, it's really
We've
weird.
Never been on the prowl together.
We've never... Oh, the prowl. What a word. I like that. That sounds exciting. Can we go on like a pretend prowl? Like, we're not single, but let's go on like a...
Pretend prowl.
Yeah.
We can go on a prowl for Chloe Brockett.
Yeah, we can go on a prowl for Chloe Brockett. She's one of the best people to go on a prowl with, actually. She's great. She knows how to, like, get the attention.
I know, but she's fussy.
Yeah, she is fussy. So, anyway, back to self-love. So we, you know, we get so many dilemmas every week, and we absolutely love them because they're all so different. Like, everyone is completely, completely different. So I'm going to read this one. I think it spoke to us quite a lot. I think sort of publicly, actually, a few years ago, on TOWIE, I sort of went through this and really sort of had a bit of a breakdown, actually, on the show, and really cried and really couldn't, like, get my confidence up. So this one spoke to us, so I'm going to read it. Big dilemma. Loved the Nadia episode. It spoke to me so much. Lovely. We love Nadia too. My dilemma is that my friend hasn't reached that place of self-love slash acceptance and her dating journey is hard. She's constantly taken on a few dates, then ditched after 1 to 2 weeks. She's not picking good looking or nice boys either. And I know she doesn't even find them attractive, but it's what she thinks she can get. But then they end up not interested either, which affects her confidence. She sends messages after they reject, ghost, don't reply, or keep the conversation going after they just send non-messages like, ha. I hate that, by the way. Boys aren't always upfront, so she often walks the relationship into them, ignoring her because she doesn't pick up the hints. She's selling herself short, but won't listen to me when I say don't reply or he's not worth it if he's making no effort. What would you do if this was your best mate?
I feel like since we've known each other, you've only really had one other boyfriend since George.
Yeah.
And I've had about 20.
I was single for a really long time.
You were just like kind of seeing people on and off, whatever. But I actually had physical boyfriends in that time.
Yeah, mine were just imaginary.
And I feel like I'd always go for you for advice, where you wouldn't really come for me for boy advice because there wasn't really anyone.
Courtney,
there.
You're making me sound like a complete loser. I used to talk to people.
You used to talk to people.
I'm going to give you some background here. I basically went out with George when I was really, really young. And he broke my heart. He left me, absolutely destroyed me. And then I spent years without him.
How long was you not together for?
Three and a half years, I think. But let me tell you, those 3.5 years felt like 10 years. I can't even tell you. It felt like such a long time that we weren't together. I think because I was like so upset about it all. It felt like a really long time. And I never got over him, obviously, because I'm with him now. I never got over him in them years, and I really, really struggled to move past him. And everybody I would talk to or that would ask me on a date, I'd go on a date. Like, I dated. I went on dates and I would talk to people, and I wasn't like a complete recluse. But I compared everyone to George, and I just wanted George. And if they weren't George, they weren't good enough, basically. And I just really struggled with that. And then I got to a place where I just accepted that and then would stop even really trying with other boys because all I wanted was George. It was really an unhealthy place to be. So that's why I never actually like had anyone for a long time. And then I managed to get George back. So that's all I feel like. Yeah, I just spent years and years. But the whole I would struggle when it comes to a little bit like this dilemma. I would go out with boys to try and get over George. So I would like, people would ask me out and I'd go on a date with them, even though I didn't really fancy them or feel like there was anything there. I was like desperately trying to get over George. So I would like go on a date to try and make it work. And then, you know, I'd go on this date and I wouldn't like it. And I'd get home, get in a cab to go home, and I'd literally cry on the way home because I used to think, oh, for God's sake, like, please, like, let me meet someone that will get me over George and I can move on. And it never really happened. But yeah, it was always me giving you advice, basically, yeah. Because I just harped. I was like, George, 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 for like years.
But I never, I don't think I ever really went on dates.
No,
did
you
I?
Didn't. No. Courtney would like, you were like an Instagram meter, weren't you? Like, you'd meet them on Instagram,
no,
or you'd meet them in Faces.
No, never met them on Instagram. One was my personal trainer.
Yes, you did meet them on Instagram.
I'd meet them on a night out. One was my personal trainer.
How about
that happened for a while?
I can't remember his surname.
No, I knew him. I met him out. And then we started talking on Instagram. But I don't count that one.
I'm not giving his name.
He was a friend of a friend. I asked him.
Because I used to say to you, like, how, you know, what do you do, slip in the DMs?
No, so one who was, like, an ex-boyfriend, I met him because he was friends with a friend of a friend, and I saw him in a picture. I was like, oh, he's quite good looking. Would you set me up? And then, obviously, then you set up, I don't want to give my number out to these strangers.
Yeah.
So I say, message me on Instagram.
Come see my blue tick.
Come see my blue tick. I'm that bad. But, yeah, I think I've had some, I was talking to one specific boy.
Yeah, we keep whispering names to each other, by the way. Not because we don't want to share this information, just we don't want to give these people airtime. Some of them don't deserve it.
Well,
who? Yeah.
Right, so this certain person. No, the only reason I'm not giving names that is because obviously Callum might listen and I don't want to be disrespectful to him. So there's this one guy, like, I met him at the gym. He was my personal trainer and I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Stunning. Like, yeah, I was in love, like, obsessed. And he wasn't very that nice to me.
can we just say, so she obviously had his number because it was her personal trainer.
Yeah.
And so one night us girls were all having dinner, weren't we? And Courtney was like, oh my God, I've got this new personal trainer. I am in love. I love him so much. She was like, and we were going, just text him. Why don't you just text him and tell him how you feel? And you did, didn't you? So you like made the first move. You were so brave.
Yeah, I stuck it on him. I was like, what have I got to lose? I'm sticking it on him. Anyway, it was going well for like 3 months. We were like doing this whole personal training and like seeing each other, going on dates. And then all of a sudden, the messages were getting less and less. Like, he was like giving me like one word answers, or he was taking ages to reply. And I'm thinking, oh no.
Oh no.
And then that makes me want to message more because I'm not getting a much
back. Did you learn nothing from Nadia?
Chloe, this was we're talking 4 or 5 years ago, honey. This was before Nadia's advice. And I was young and I was like, wasn't I? If Chloe didn't answer the phone, I would call her phone down 5 times. Like, yeah. I was on it.
She's a pest.
Like, I really struggled when it came to like rejection.
Yeah.
It like really knocks my confidence. Like, my ex-boyfriend cheated on me and that really knocked my confidence. Like, and it's hard. Like, when it's hard, because when you do get the one word answers, you do doubt yourself.
Yeah. You think it's like really personal. I guess it probably is. It personal? I don't know. So I think that
sometimes I do think it could be like, as much as you're like, it's not you, it's them. Sometimes you push them to be like that. Like, I know that I've had boys constantly messaging me, and I'm like, oh, you're annoying me. Leave me alone.
Yeah. Yeah. You can like smother someone, can't you? And I don't know. I just think when someone ghosts you or doesn't reply, starts giving you the ha's, which are just, they are just awful, like not asking
rude.
Any questions.
It's just rude.
It's rude. Well, I think that you need to sort of have some sort of respect for yourself and just completely leave it there, because clearly they're not interested in talking because they're not talking to you. And I think, honestly, like 9 out of 10 times, if you just ignore, you just blue tick the ha, they'll probably double text you. And text you back, even if it's in like a few days. Usually, I mean, if they don't, then they're not interested, so walk away. But I feel like, yeah, it annoyingly, we let relationships and boys or girls for men really like dictate to our emotions and like how confident we feel. And I think that, I mean, by the way, I'm absolutely great at giving out advice, but not taking it on myself, so I didn't do any of these things. But in that particular dilemma, I would say that your friend needs to love herself before she goes out. Like Nadia said, she needs to find some sort of like happiness within herself and on her own, and that is when she will meet somebody that she likes. Like, until
even,
then,
and even her saying like she goes for boys who aren't particularly good looking and yeah. they still let her down. You're obviously that's not to do with you. You're meeting these people at the wrong time.
Yeah.
They're not actually ready to settle down themselves. And don't knock your standards just because you feel like that's all you can get. Yeah. Put your standards as high as you possibly can. Although my sister did always say to me, go for someone uglier because then they won't cheat on you.
Yeah, no, I do actually think there's some truth in that, honestly.
But then I feel like me and Callum are on par.
But my mum used to say to me, don't go with a really good looking boy because he will never love you as much as he loves himself. It's true. Like, it's honestly true. Maybe like your top tier, right? And then you need to go for someone that's on the on the bracket below. Wait, you.
Is George in the bracket below you?
No, I mean, Christ, I idolise George. It's embarrassing. I always say to him, I make your head so big. Like, I, for whatever reason, this boy, he's like, what is it? Like, kryptonite to me. I can't, like, for some reason, I have always been obsessed with George. Don't know why. Don't know what he's done, but it was just always dangerous. And I think that realistically, this is, you know, not very nice, but he knows this. I've told him this before. I was always, when I was younger, I used to work in a bar and I was always really confident. Obviously, you get chatted up in a lot in a bar because it's easy. So you get chatted up a lot, and I would strut behind that bar. I was so confident. Do you know what I mean? I would talk to boys. I would date boys. I was so confident. I then went out with George and he left me for somebody else. That just knocked my confidence. Like, it just knocked me for six. I was just a different person. Like, I couldn't believe, and this is all really, really stupid stuff. I used to say, if he'd left me for like some Victoria's Secret model, I would be like, okay, fair enough. She's absolutely unreal. But I mean, it's not very nice. I didn't think that of her. And I thought that I was like better. I was, you know, he said to me, I have nothing in common with her. And, you know, she's really boring, all this stuff. And I was like, but if you think that, then how boring do you think I am? Because you've left me. And it just really, really like messed with my mind big time. And my confidence was like rock bottom. Like so bad. He just honestly, he ruined me for those years. He absolutely ruined me. We used to go to clubs and bars, and I would honestly, you know, most people have a few drinks and start sort of like looking around to like eye up some like
You'd
boys
have
that
a few
they fancy.
Drinks and like start embarrassing yourself by doing some weird dance.
Yeah,
moves.
I'd like dance and like look at the floor. I'd never like look around and like try and like, I don't know, I had no confidence.
I remember we used to like push you, be like, Chloe, go, you'd be like, that boy's really good looking. We're like, go talk to him, go talk to him. And you're like, no, just go talk to him. The worst that can happen is turn around and go, no.
And I just got it in my head that, like, as well. So obviously, there is a group of us, there's sort of five of us in our group. It's sort of like we've had members come in and out. But always, all of the girls that we've surrounded ourselves in, especially being on TOWIE and in the public eye, we still are around beautiful people all the time. Everybody's gorgeous. All of our friends were amazing. Like, and I used to just think that there was only two blondes in our group, me and Amber Turner. And I used to just think, if a boy likes a blonde, he's going to go for Amber. Like, so I used to just think my chances were off. I was like, oh, it's just not going to happen. I don't know why. And my confidence, and I'd convinced myself so much that I was like the ugly duckling of the group. And, you know, no one ever approached me. Everyone else always got chatted up.
It's so weird that you think that, because I never looked at you as the ugly duckling of the group.
Yeah, but I, you know, a bit like I... Clearly, and you know, there is some truth in like people like confidence. Like if you carry yourself in a certain way, then it's attractive. And I didn't carry myself in that way. I was very, of course nobody approached me, because I'd look at the ground and hunch my shoulders. Like I was like sort of, you know, almost like I didn't want anyone to see me because I didn't want to fear the rejection. Do you know what I mean? And it just... I think I got myself in such a low place. In the end, I ended up... honestly, like breaking down to all of you girls, to my mum, and I don't think I'd ever voiced how I felt, like properly. Like, I think I'd said little things, but I'd never really voiced it. And I felt so just down on myself. I had no confidence. I just zero confidence. And that is what we talk about, you know, getting older. This confidence does grow, maybe because I got back with George, which is probably not the best way. But, you know, I got back with George and I just turned 30, got a bit older, and just got some confidence in myself. I don't really know what happened. Like, don't get me wrong, I am not the most confident person now, I know that, but I've like learned to love myself, and it has taken me a long time to get here. I had to hit rock bottom before I got there again. But I think that I think that you just need to have self-love. You need to find a way of being confident in yourself.
I feel like when I'm at my most confident, I feel like I want to go out all the time. I want to show myself off. Yeah. I love it. But when I'm like not, like at the moment, I feel like I've put on a bit of weight and I like don't want to go out as much. Like I hate myself in pictures.
Yeah.
Like, and it's horrible. And you just feel so much better when you feel confident. You just feel like this new lease of life.
Isn't it horrible how like down we get on ourselves?
I know.
But we're so harsh on ourselves
so
as well.
Harsh. And I feel like since being on TOWIE, when we joined, I feel like it got worse, because I'm going
mine
out.
100%.
I'm going out and thinking, oh my God, like, because obviously we get horrible comments. I'm thinking, oh my God, people think this of me, people think that. And I'm shy. Like, I'm in Westford and I'm like freaking out that people think I'm like horrible, or people think I'm a bully, or people think I'm like, I'm short, I'm fat. I'm like, and that freaks me out. Yeah. Like, to go out in public, I feel a bit embarrassed.
Yeah, no, massively. I've had that before, especially if we've been in like, a big storyline when we were on the show. Like, we'd be in a big storyline and we would get some of the abuse me and Court have got over the years is just, honestly, I couldn't even tell you how bad some of it is. Like death threats, like awful stuff, like terrible stuff, you know, calling out our appearances and just horrible stuff, and it gets you really down. And I've felt the same. I've like been in Tesco's before and literally been like not wanting to look up because I think, oh my god, there's going to be one of these really horrible cyber bullies in this shop, and they're going to come up to me and like say something horrible or like start a fight with me or something, you know, like just, and I would be scared of that happening. So that, I think obviously the whole going into the public eye thing has definitely knocked our confidence in the beginning. How can it not? Like, you've got to be a really strong person to take the online abuse.
It's that even recently someone was like, "Yous are looking old." I'm like,
oh yeah, I am old, hun.
I mean, we started TOWIE 6 years ago, so yeah,
it will be 7 in January, actually. Cool. 7.
It's crazy. But I feel like since being with Callum, like, he puts me on a pedestal.
Yeah.
And he, like, how you idolise George, he idolises me. Yeah. And he does make me feel more confident.
Yeah.
I think if you're with the right people, with the right person, your confidence will grow.
Oh my God, a boyfriend or a girlfriend should never make you feel not confident. Mm. They should never, that's an unhealthy relationship to be in. They should build you up. They should make you feel good about yourself. If they're, like, not, and they're, you know, we've had friends before that are in relationships, and I mean, you've been in a relationship where they drag you down and pull you down and say nasty stuff and do, you know, nothing great for your confidence. That is not a good relationship to be in. They should not be like that. They should idolize you. Mm. That is how someone should feel.
That's what
about
my mom
you.
Said. Your a relationship should be, you should be put on a pedestal, and your relationship should be so easy.
Yeah.
Like, you shouldn't feel stressed. You shouldn't feel anxiety. You should let them go out and it'd be fine. Like,
yeah.
And that's when you know you're in the right relationship. And that's how I know I'm in the right relationship, because Callum can go on a boys' night out and I'm fine.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care. Yeah. I'm not stressed about it. He puts me on a pedestal. He makes me feel good about myself. Like, if I'm crying to him, like, how I feel, like, I've put on weight, I feel really rubbish about myself, he's like, "Cool, you're beautiful. Like, you look amazing." And that's how I know I'm in the right relationship.
Yeah, it's true. Like, that's, I just think, yeah, someone should make you feel like that. That is how you should feel. And if they're, even if they're not your boyfriend and you're just dating these people and they're not replying to you, they are ghosting you and they are pulling you down, making you, you know, feel insecure, then they are not for you. So
yeah, if a boy makes you feel like you've lost your appetite, they're not the one.
Yeah.
You should be having a appetite.
Unless it's for like a good reason. Sometimes I feel like when I was like so excited when I was getting back with George, I couldn't eat. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't eat because I was like so excited.
Yeah, if it's an excited one, but if it's like a stressed anxiety, like, well, could they not reply for 5 hours and you like lose your appetite? Honey, black, delete. Yeah.
Or you turn to food. Some people turn to food. So they'll like start like eating loads because they're, you know, eating your feelings, as they say. Like, that happens as well. But yeah, I just think when it comes to self-love and confidence, me and Court have both been on journeys when it comes to this. And I
even recently, we've both, like, me and Chloe came round to mine and we were writing our podcasts, our podcast session, and you just broke down in tears.
Yeah, I literally turned up. Do you know what happened? This was only 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
It was the week before I went to South Africa as well. So, and I obviously knew I was going to South Africa, and I felt really, really silly because, you know, I was having this amazing holiday coming up, this amazing experience. I was getting to go on holiday for 2 weeks, like, but I just couldn't see like the good in like my life. So I woke up, and as soon as I opened my eyes, which I never do, I know it's supposed to be a rule, isn't it? Don't look on social media as soon as you open your eyes or just before you go to bed. I opened my eyes and went on social media, and in the industry that we're in, there was lots of people that do the same sort of thing as us, getting these amazing jobs, booking these amazing deals, doing all this just amazing stuff. And everybody seemed to be like going somewhere in their career and doing really great things. And I was just looking at all of this and it just made me feel like depressed. And I was like, why am I not getting that job? Why am I not, like, you know, doing that? Why am I not in that place? And I woke up and this was the day that I was going to Courtney's, and I went straight to Courtney's, and I felt so, just as soon as I knew I was going to cry, you know, and you can feel it. And I walked in and we sat down and I was just like, and Courtney gave me a bit of a pep talk and was like, no, you know, we've got this amazing podcast, which is doing really amazing. Thank you, everyone. You're going to South Africa, you know, you're happy in your relationship.
You've got a new car coming. You just got a brand new house.
Yeah, but it's funny, isn't it? Because when you're in that, you can't see the positives. Yeah. Like, you're just so, all you're doing is focusing on the negatives. And I know that there's, like, obviously something to that when it comes to, like, manifesting and The Secret and all of this stuff, which actually I've never read, but I know enough about it to, maybe I should read it. I know enough about it to know that if you think happy, then you will be happy, sort of thing. If you try and focus on the positives and not the negatives, then you will be positive. But if you're focusing on the negatives, you're never going to be happy because you're just constantly focusing on those negatives. And yeah, you know, it was funny because I had been really, really happy and felt great for a while before that, for a long time. And I just had this one off day. Mm. And I really put it down to just looking on social media as soon as I opened my eyes. It's so easy for social media to compare your life to other people's and compare and be like, why haven't I got that? Why am I not doing that? Instead of thinking, oh wait, I've got this. This is amazing. Yeah. I've got that. This is amazing. Like, So you know, as much as my confidence has grown as I've gotten older and turning 30 has really helped me that, I still have my down days.
Oh, like, always have my, while you was away, I had a down day.
Yeah, but see, that makes me sad. You told me when I got back and you didn't talk to me.
I know, because you was away having the most amazing holiday and I was like, oh, the last thing she needs is me blabbering on about how much I hate my life.
No, that's not true. I always want to hear it.
So I passed that on to Madison. But yeah, like, you know, because when you were, you know, when exactly how you were feeling when you were at mine, that then hit me.
Yeah, sorry, I probably like drilled it into my secondhand.
You drilled it into my head. And then I'm like, listen, all this good stuff that's happening with you. Like, but you do have those down days. And I feel it always falls on when we're during our period.
Yeah, that never helps. That never, ever helps. I just think, I don't know. It is normal to have down days and think like that. But you do, you need to, maybe we'll get someone on here that does like, talking
motivational
about
speaking.
Motivational and like manifesting and all of that stuff. Because as much as, you know, I don't know, people swear by The Secret and by manifesting and all of this stuff. People swear by it. So there must be something in it. And I do think as well, like, I'm not sure that I believe in this like higher power, what you put out into the universe comes back to you. Maybe it I'd like to think it does. But if it doesn't, I think anyway, when it comes to The Secret and stuff, just constantly thinking happy thoughts and not negative thoughts. What a nice way to be anyway. Even if it doesn't, you know, necessarily do anything.
I know.
What a nice way to be, just constantly thinking happy.
It's so nice to be around people who are always positive and like, it's okay. Like Callum is a very unlucky boy. He is. Like he's had a lot go on. He's in his life recently, and he's just always positive though.
Yeah,
he's like, it's fine. Like,
isn't that a breath of fresh air though?
I love it. And then something happens to me, and I'm like, it's the end of the world. Yeah. Like, I can't deal with it. Like, I got a speeding ticket. I got a parking ticket. I got.
Oh, don't! It always comes at once,
yeah,
doesn't it?
All came in one chat. And I used to be excited to get letters when I was younger.
Oh.
I used to be like, oh my god, I've got a letter through the post, and then now it's a bloody bill.
Oh, always. Now I hate. I don't even open them. Ticket. I just leave them on the side. Now they're never anything good.
I know,
never.
So yeah, and I was just going through like, and I'm like, it always comes in three, so I'm like waiting for the next bad thing to happen, when really I should be like, right, this has happened and now something good's gonna come out of it.
Yeah exactly. We need to try and always think positive and see the silver lining in situations, because there always is one. And I always remember when I was younger, my mum, if you know, something would upset me and I'd feel like it was the end of the world, my mum would always say to me, life has a funny way of working itself out. It will just work itself out. Like, don't worry. And it is so true. Like, you can be in your most down times and be really, really like just down on yourself and have no confidence, or, you know, something's happened to you that's just made you feel horrible. Or like, you know, like something will happen in life and you think, oh my God, how am I ever gonna, you know, turn this around, or how am I ever going to make this better? Something always happens, and life does always just work itself out.
Yeah,
and you will
so
be happy
true.
Again. Like, you will be confident again. It just sometimes, you know, it takes a while. I was unconfident for years and years and years. Like, for years, I was unconfident. And it took me to like break down and hit rock bottom to go back up again. It took me to do that. And I do know that that's like a, people talk about doing that, don't they? You need to like break everything down before you can build it up again. So maybe there's something in that, but I think that especially young girls, like, self-love is so important. And it's just...
And there's so much pressure, and you just need to stop putting pressure on yourself. Stop comparing yourself.
Yeah.
And if you're...
Turn off social media
honestly,
for a
if
day.
You're having a down day, do not even bother going on social media, because that's what happened to me. I was having my down day while you was away. I went onto social media, saw that we were getting like a few negative comments, and that hit me so hard. I like just burst out crying, and I was like, why are people being so mean about things that happened 5 years ago when I was 21 years old? Obviously I'm not like that anymore.
Yeah.
Like, get over it.
Yeah. Or also, like, come on, everybody's made mistakes. Like, people, we all make mistakes and we all say silly things or do silly things, and you know, unfortunately for us, we kind of have to live with all of these things forever, because they'll always be there on the hub.
And the thing is, but we were getting paid to give our opinions and be like that. We were kind of like told, like, right, this is what we want from this scene. You've got to go in and deliver it. And that's what we'd do. We'd go deliver it, but then we would get the backlash from it.
I think people always forget as well, when it comes to sort of like structured reality shows, it's our job to make this show entertaining. If we were all just being like our natural, normal selves 100% of the time, and, you know, not like hamming up a bit of like aggravation or anything, the show would be very boring.
Yeah.
I know people think that they want to just see, you know, everyone just sitting around having a lovely time on those shows all the time, but I promise you,
everyone,
they don't.
Loves the drama. It's like when I watch Made in Chelsea, when the drama comes on, I love it.
Yeah.
I love the drama. I'm like, oh my God. So I can't see how people don't love that.
Yeah.
On Towie.
And ultimately, these people, like, you know, on Made in Chelsea and Towie, ultimately in their lives, do they actually like behave the way they always do on television? No, like, you know, people like ham up their character and ham up. I always say to people, I used to try and explain to people like how Towie worked, because people used to say to me, is there that much ag all the time? Like, is everybody like always arguing like that? And I said, you know, in the real world, if we were all at a party and I accidentally walked past someone and stepped on their toe, I'd go, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I really didn't mean to do that. I'm so sorry. And they'd go, of course, that's fine. In Towie world, I would walk past and accidentally step on someone's toe and go, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And someone would turn around and go, no, you did that on purpose.
Yeah.
And start an argument. Do you know what I mean? Just because it was our job. Like, it is your job to sort of ham up situations and drag them on. I don't know how this has got onto Towie.
No, Troy, it's the negative comments, because obviously the negative comments do affect our confidence.
Yeah.
And I think if anyone's listening, if you do know someone that does leave negative comments under people's photos, tell them to stop, because it really does damage your confidence. And we're all about self-love here.
Yeah. And I do, I know these people that are, you know, these like trolls, these social media trolls, I actually feel sorry for them, because I think they've probably got deeper issues than what we have. You know, they're probably extremely insecure, and that's why they're deflecting their insecurities onto somebody else. But it's just nasty. Like, it's so nasty. And I think so many times people like write this stuff and don't actually think it will affect people. And trust me, it's just awful. It's just so awful.
Do you know what I want to do?
Go on.
So on our Instagram, I wrote a question box saying, what is one bit of advice you'd give your younger self?
Yeah.
Let's read some out.
I didn't answer this, I don't think. What advice? My advice would honestly be, have more confidence in yourself. Be confident in yourself. Love yourself. Like, embrace the way you look. Embrace the way you are. Embrace your weirdness. Because I think that it takes a long time to learn that. And I just think, yeah, love yourself. Yeah, you find them, because you probably.
I just thought I would be interested to see what people would write, because all I ever see is like people being negative on Instagram. So it would be interesting to see what people have to say to their younger self. So I'm just going to try and find it now. Right, so do what you want, when you want, and fuck what anyone thinks.
It's true.
It's funny, because I'll read three out, then Chloe, you read out three out. Be more confident with yourself and don't rush things. Remember your age.
Yeah, that is true. You want to grow up so fast when you're younger.
We always used to wish our lives away.
Yeah.
And then I'll do one more self. One more. Let go of the plan, because life rarely goes exactly the way you plan it to be.
It's true. I always remember my mum sent this to me once, actually. There used to be like a quote, and it was something like, you need to let go of the life you thought you were going to have in order to allow the life you are going to have to come in.
Yeah, and it's so true, because that's, I always hold on to this thing in my head that this is my life and this is how I want it and this is what's going to happen. But I can't have these expectations.
No, it's true.
Because it stops me from living my life.
So this is a nice one. I like this one. Short and sweet. It gets better. Love, heart. It's true. Whenever you're down, whenever you're feeling like rubbish, it does get better. It always gets better. I can promise you that.
I do feel like if you're constantly having like these good, like these up days and you're always upbeat and whatever and don't ever have these down days, you can't appreciate
how happy
and positive you are.
Yeah.
You've got to have these down days to appreciate and love your life.
This one, we've talked about this one, so I'll read this one out. That it's not normal to know what career you want to do. Go experience life and travel to get inspo. Oh God, did I write that?
But I just loved, do you know what? And the only reason why I put this comment box out is because I was having my down day.
Yeah.
I was having a really crap day and I thought, do you know what? I want some advice from people that they'd give their younger selves. And I was reading through them and I got really emotional and I was absolutely loving all of your suggestions that you'd give yourself, your younger self.
So here's another one, and this is important, and this is if anyone is having a bad time or a bad day or feels a bit down, this one: just because you're struggling doesn't mean you're failing. That is so true. It doesn't. And it doesn't mean that these feelings of like feeling down and feeling insecure and not confident or just rubbish about life, it's not going to last. It will turn around. Like, I promise you it will turn around, and you will look back and think, oh, okay, I'm out of it now. I feel better now. I've like definitely got out of it.
I feel like from this conversation, you guys can kind of gauge that we're all the same.
Yeah, like everybody has down days.
No matter what status you have or how rich you are or how poor you are, everyone has their good days and their bad days. Everyone has days where they don't feel confident and when they do feel confident. So just know that you're not alone. We are all in this together. And when you are having a bad day, just message us.
Yeah.
Message us on our Instagram.
We actually message back to most people.
Yeah.
I love it.
Message us your dilemmas and we'll discuss it.
Yeah. Well, that was a nice little ep. I hope that this is, you know, anyone that's not feeling particularly happy in themselves or is, you know, not doing the self-love thing right now, I hope that this helped you and made you feel better. It was a nice little chat. I enjoyed that one. I think it's quite important. I don't know why we haven't done that one sooner, because we both have definitely had some big journeys when it comes to self-love.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, so I think next week we are going to... I don't have these South African treats again. I'm really sorry. I'm going to bring them in next week, I promise. Next week we are going to have a special guest.
Yes.
So that will be good. But always send in your dilemmas or your problems. Even if you don't want us to talk about them on here, we're quite happy to sort of like reply on our Instagram and stuff if you want it to be super private. But thank you for listening again.
Yes, we love having you listen to us.
Yeah. And we will... speak soon.
Mwah.